If it's in your nature to procrastinate, you might not want to listen to this next report. That's because it's about IU's Cushman Photography Collection. The huge collection of photos taken by an IU graduate show a lost world that we usually see in gray tones, revealed in vivid color. Beware, you could get addicted to browsing the online photos. And there are more than 14,000 of them. Artwork's Adam Schwartz has more.
Bradley Cook once got a strange email from a fan of the Charles W. Cushman Photograph Collection.
It basically said something to the effect, "I just hate your Cushman collection because all I do all day at work is browse that darn collection and I'm not getting any work done."
Cook is the curator of photographs at the Indiana University Archives. He oversees the Cushman Collection, which is an online archive of more than 14,000 photos.
I'm sure I looked at every single image.
The photos were taken by Charles Cushman, an amateur photographer and IU graduate who traveled the U.S. and the world incessantly from the late 1930s to the late 1960s. While most amateur and professional photographers were shooting in black and white, Cushman shot his photos in vibrant Kodachrome. Eric Sandweiss, an IU history professor, says Cushman's color photos helped him to literally see America in a new light.
Looking at pictures of the United States from the 1930s through the 1960s of what were, at some level, familiar scenes, you know, small towns, scenic landscapes, industrial cities, downtowns, neighborhoods, but because of the fact that they were in this really rich, vivid, realistic Kodachrome color, actually looked like unfamiliar images at the same time.
Ever since the Cushman collection went online a few years ago, his color photos have been written about in the media, appeared in books and websites, and printed on T-shirts, purses, and pillows. People from around the world have seen their relatives in Cushman photos and requested reprints.
A week does not go by that I do not get some kind of request for Cushman images.
IU received the Cushman collection following his death in 1972. The items then lay forgotten at IU for some 27 years. In 1999, Bradley Cook and Rich Remsburg simultaneously found the two parts of the collection.
Old Kodachrome, it just looks like nothing else. I mean, it's so beautiful.
Remsburg, an archive photo researcher, calls Cushman's use of Kodachrome to document everyday American experience a happy marriage.
When he's photographing on the docks in Baltimore, or, you know, horse-drawn peddler's carts around Maxwell Street in Chicago, and you've got this orange brick, or, you know, the dark skin tones on workers with the brown of the boxcars and the blue of the water. It's just the richness in the Kodachrome, even at the time, was outstanding. And then the preservation over time, if that had been shot on Agfachrome or some of the less stable films, that would have faded. You can do things to digitally restore that, but it's just not the same as having the original analog Kodachrome color. There's just nothing else like that.
Log in here, and it's hard for me to pick out my favorite because there are so many good images shot by him.
You can browse the Cushman collection by year, location, subject, or genre. Click on location, and you're offered photos from a staggering array of European and Middle Eastern countries. Click on subject, and you're given such choices as garage sales, gangsters, gargoyles, goddesses, golf caddies, graffiti, gulches, grocery stores, and grizzly bears. And that's just a partial listing of the letter G. The addictive nature of the Cushman archive led one fan to issue a warning on his website.
Procrastination warning: do not click this link unless you have at least an hour to burn.
But it's more than the Kodachrome that makes Cushman's photos so valuable to historians and photo archivists.
The other unique thing about Cushman, in fact, one of the most unique things about Cushman's images, are all the notes that he kept. And in fact, in this case, we know the exact address of this home and this alley in Chicago.
Charles Cushman grew up in the small Indiana town of Poseyville. He worked as a financial analyst and enjoyed the arts. Despite his wealthy lifestyle, he took his camera into gritty areas where a polite society didn't go, such as the Chicago slums. Rich Remsburg says Cushman had an uncommon ability to focus on important aspects of 20th century life.
So he created this visual record of what we now recognize as very important, broadly described social history, in color, with good photographic chops in a way that nobody else did for an enormous part of the 20th century.
Interest in the Cushman collection is likely to increase. A French publisher is planning a book devoted exclusively to the Cushman photos, and IU's Eric Sandweiss has written a book on Cushman's life and work that's due out in December. For WFIU's Artworks, I'm Adam Schwartz.
From now to the end of September, the IU Photo Archives is exhibiting another facet of Cushman's work, the black and white photos he took before he started shooting in color. The exhibit called Cushman's Curiosity is on the fourth floor of the Herman B. Wells Library. It includes such artifacts as Cushman's camera equipment, photo albums, and an application for employment in which he listed every job he ever had. You can find a link to the Cushman collection on our website, wfiu.org/arts.